Cruel Sea by Nicholas Montserrat. Adapted for radio by Barry Campbell. With Richard Pascoe as Lieutenant Commander Erickson, RNR, and Michael N. Harbour as Lieutenant Lockhart, RNVR. The Cruel Sea. This is the story, the true story, of one ocean, two ships, and about 150 men. It deals with a long and brutal battle, the worst of any war. It has two ships, because one was sunk and had to be replaced. First, the ocean, the steep Atlantic stream. The map will tell you what that looks like. What the map will not tell you is the strength and fury of that ocean, its moods, its violence, its gentle balm, its treachery, what men can do with it, and what it can do with men. Then the men. They come on stage in twos and threes, and when they're assembled, they're a company of sailors. The men are the stars of the story. It's only heroines, the ships. The only villain, the cruel sea itself. Then the ship, the first of the two, the doomed one. At the moment, she seems far from doomed. She's new, untried, lying in a river that lacks the tang of salt water, waiting for the men to man her. A new type, a corvette, designed to meet a desperate situation still over the horizon. The time is November 1939. Her name is HMS Compass Rose.
Stores list. Ammunition list, accommodation list, contractors list. Oh, these interminable bloody lists. Come in. Well, coxswain, what can I do for you?
Morning, sir. Yeah, the first lieutenant asked me to give you this, sir.
Thank you. Job number 2891, movable stores. Is the first lieutenant still aboard?
Yes, sir. He did say as how he'd be coming over to the dock office to check the confidential books.
I see. Thank you. Well, coxswain, now you've had a chance to inspect the Rose, what do you think of her?
A bit different from my last ship, sir.
I expect she is. The Repulse, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, the Rose looks a fighting ship, I'll say that for her. She's chunky and graceless. In fact, not much more than a floating depth charge platform.
She'll be hot in summer, sir.
And cold and uncomfortable at most other times. She'll be a natural bitch in any sort of seaway, and in a full Atlantic gale, she'll roll about like a chip of wood.
Yes, sir. Funny name, Compass Rose.
Well, she's flower class. Could be worse. Wait till they get down to Pansy and stink. But remember, coxswain, the Rose has an important job to do. So whatever her drawbacks and imperfections, it's up to me, up to all of us, to make her work.
Yes, sir.
Come in.
Captain Erickson?
Yes?
We're reporting for Compass Rose, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, come in, both of you.
If you'll excuse me, sir.
Carry on, coxswain. And you might tell the first lieutenant that his two sub-lieutenants have arrived.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Sorry.
So, you're reporting for duty, eh? May I see your papers?
Here, sir.
You're Lockhart?
Yes, sir.
And you're Ferriby?
Yes, sir.
First ship?
Yes, sir. We've just come up from King Alfred.
How long were you there?
5 weeks, sir.
And now you know it all?
No, sir.
Well, that's something, anyway. What was your job in peacetime?
A journalist, sir. But I've done a bit of sailing.
What about you?
I was working in a bank, sir.
Ever been to sea?
Across to France.
Well, we might find that useful. All right, take a look at the ship, and then report to First Lieutenant Bennett. He's Australian. Where's your gear, by the way?
At the hotel, sir.
Oh, we'll leave it there. We won't be sleeping on board for a week or so. Oh, and by the way, don't salute me indoors when I haven't got a cap on. I can't return it. The proper drill is for you to take your cap off when you come in. It's not vital, but might as well get it right. All right, carry on.
Yes, sir.
Journalists, bank clerks, trips to France. Whatever next? Well, they seem willing enough. Lockhart looks as though he might have some common sense. You can do a lot with common sense at sea. You can do precious little without it.
It's going to be damned overcrowded, and it's full of awkward little corners.
You and I will share a cab, I suppose.
Hello there.
What a rough man.
Hello there.
Yes.
What the hell are you two doing hiding down here? Weren't you told to report to me?
After looking round the ship, yes.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
That's better.
We didn't know you were aboard, sir.
Don't wear a green coat with me.
Sir?
It's up to you to find out where I am. Names?
Lockhart, sir.
Ferriby, sir.
How long since you were commissioned?
A week. Temporary probationary.
I can see that. Either of you ever been to sea before? Properly to sea, I mean.
No, sir.
Which of you is senior in the Navy list?
We're not in the Navy list, sir.
You're not out of the egg, by the sound of it. Have you been round the ship?
Yes, sir.
How many fire hose points are there?
14, sir.
Very clever. Hugh, what sort of gun have we got?
4-inch, sir.
4-inch what? Breech loading? Mark 4? Mark 6?
4-inch, I don't know, sir.
Find out. Now, both of you get back to the docks office and start checking confidential books. Now, salute. That's better. I'm the first lieutenant round here. Bennett's the name, and don't you forget it.
An engaging character. I can see we're going to get on like a house on fire. And I hope the bastard fries.
What sort of a country is Australia to produce that? It's different altogether from the captain. I like him.
Yes, he's all right. But the good RNRs are really good.
Yes, well, a lot of them don't like us.
Us?
RNVRs.
2 years from now, we'll be doing the picking and choosing. Don't worry about the volunteer reserve, my lad. It's going to be our war in the end.
So I suppose it is. By the way, which of us is senior?
I think I'd better be.
All right. Oh, by the way, how did you know how many fire hose points there were?
I didn't. But I was pretty sure he didn't either.
Oh, I see. I wonder if I could get my wife up here.
Good idea. We won't be living on board yet a while. Why not ask about it?
Yes, I think I will.
Well, what do you think of her, Chief?
She'll not be a happy ship, I can tell you that. I'm not saying that the skipper's no okay, but that Bennett's a bastard. He was round my engine room again tonight, blethering about my watchkeeping bill. The sooner I get my ticket and settle down to the pension, the better.
There'll be no ticket for you while the war lasts.
Well, there'll be short bullets then. This ship's too small for my liking.
She'll be lively enough. By God, you could put the whole bloody outfit aboard the Repulse and not feel a difference.
Well, I hope yonder Repulse will be handy if we run into trouble.
And we're likely to, by the way they're talking.
Aye.
It beats me how they expect a ship the size of Compass Rose to put up any sort of protection for the convoy.
Oh, there'll be tactics.
I need a lot more than tactics. We've only got one little 4-inch popgun and a few depth charges. The Germans will make rings round us.
What worries me is the accommodation. We're all mixed up together, and there's not enough room anyway. The stokers messing alongside seamen. You know well enough they don't like that. Either of them.
Yeah, true.
The forecastle's about 6 feet before. There's no canteen, no refrigeration. You can't go from the mess decks to the bridge without getting wet through. And the galley's right aft, so that everything will be stone cold by the time we eat it. Whoever designed that ship must have been blind drunk, eh?
Yeah, I wish he had to stay in it. One for the road?
No, not for me. I have a lot to do tomorrow. Well, perhaps just the one.
Eventually, there came to be less noise aboard Compass Rose. Less space cluttered up with tools and dockyard equipment. Less untidiness. Less oil and dirt. The workmen thinned out. Stores were stored, cabins carpeted. The mess decks filled with their cots and lockers. Compass Rose took on the shape and feeling of a ship. At last, it was time to transfer aboard her. And all were glad to do it.
Dear mother, it's a bastard. Dear sons, how are you?
Hey, if it's like this in harbour, what's it going to be like at sea?
Horrible. She'll roll her guts out.
Oh, talk about sardines.
Oh, serves you right. You shouldn't have joined.
Oh, I like from the ocean.
Oh,
wave.
Oh, it's got it.
And all on the roll.
What a sock in it.
Snorkers. Good-o. Hey, pass the sauce, Ferriby.
I don't agree. In very cold weather, one might have a better chance of swimming with a life jacket than by sitting in an open boat exposed to the wind.
Bloody rot. Wait till the first time you fist, you'll change your tune quickly enough.
How would you know? You can hardly have been torpedoed yet.
You talk to me like that, I'll crown you.
And that would get you in a great deal of trouble.
Well, just watch it, that's all. Now, who's going to stand me a beer? You, Ferriby?
Stoker Gray, sir. Attention. Off caps. Stoker Gray, sir. Urinating on the upper deck.
What?
Urinating on the upper deck. Just came aboard.
Well, what have you got to say?
Must have had a few drinks, sir.
It's disgusting. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. First Lieutenant's report, Coxswain.
First Lieutenant's report. On caps. About turn. Quick march.
Wife? Didn't know you had one.
Yes, I've been married for 6 weeks. I thought if she were in the hotel...
I know what you thought. Time you gave it a rest, then. No, sub, definitely not. There's too much work to do.
But when work's over...
You've got to concentrate. You can't go slipping off on a honeymoon every 5 minutes.
All I want to do
is... I know bloody well what you want to do. Forget it.
Close the curtain, someone. Thank you. Well, gentlemen, we've got our Christmas present. Sailing orders. We go upriver the day after tomorrow, on the 25th of December. We will be towed down to the oiling berth and then steam the rest of the way to Greenock. There we take on more stores and ammunition before doing our full power trials. Then, if everything's all right, we go north to Ardna Creche for our working up exercises.
How long will they take, sir?
3 weeks, if all goes well. It's up to us.
Hear that, subs? We don't want any mistakes from either of you.
We don't want any mistakes from anyone. Pantry?
Yes, sir?
Gin, please, and whatever anyone else wants. Well, I think we'd better have a wardroom party tomorrow night. We may not get another chance for some time.
Hello, darling. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. How wonderful. Where are you?
Well, same place. I just wanted to wish you a happy Christmas.
And you? What are you doing?
We're having a party.
Oh.
Not a very good one. Oh, I wish I could be with you. Are you taking care of yourself?
Yes, darling. Are you?
Yes.
I wish you were here. Is there any chance?
I'm afraid not.
Can't I come up there, then?
It's too late, I'm afraid.
Oh. Then the ship's ready?
Yes. This is just to wish you a happy Christmas.
Yes.
I'm afraid I must go now. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
You wanted me, sir?
Yes. Are we ready to move, number one?
Yes, sir, any time you like.
You should come and tell me. I can't guess at it, you know.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Are all the hands on board?
I reckon so, sir.
Well, are they or aren't they? Didn't you have it reported to you?
It was only the postman, sir. I know he's aboard.
What about the mess caterers? What about the leading steward? He went shopping for me. What about the berthing party?
I'll check up, sir.
Find out and come and tell me on the bridge. And next time, remember that you report to me that the ship's ready to sail with all the crew on board at the proper time. That's part of your job.
I'd better detail Ferriby to...
You don't detail anybody, unless you want to change jobs with him.
Yeoman, make to flag officer in charge, Glasgow, from Compass Rose. Sail in accordance with your 0945-23-12. Estimated time of arrival, 1600.
Aye, sir.
It was not particularly impressive, that first move downriver. But as Compass Rose edged outwards from the keep, A small cheer broke from a knot of dockside workers lining the quayside. It was ragged and unrehearsed. Other men from other yards left their work to wave to Compass Rose. As she passed, the moment of farewell was not prolonged, but that gesture, repeated many times on their way towards the open sea, remained in the memory. The last message from the fraternity of men who built the ship to the sailors who would work and fight aboard her.
Whether at anchor or out on trials, Compass Rose is already coming alive as a ship. A separate unit with a developing personality. The process of 80 men shaking down together is well advanced and moving towards the next stage, the welding of these men into a working crew, tuning up for action. Now they're all beginning to concentrate, beginning to feel that they and the ship have work to do, and that it is worth doing.
Admiral, sir?
Yes?
Compass Rose, entering harbour.
Have they signalled her to berth?
Yes, sir.
Let's have a look at her. Yeah. So that's a corvette. She's a damn sight smaller than I thought she'd be. Not altogether ungraceful if you discount that clumsy stern and the mast stuck plumb in front of the bridge.
She looks clean, sir.
So she damn well ought to be, straight from the builders. Looks more like an overgrown trawler than anything else. Still, she'll have a sight more than a trawler's work to do. A damn sight more.
She'd prove interesting licking her into shape, sir.
Very. Their lordships and their wisdom might consider me too old to go to sea, Smithers, but I'm still a pretty good judge of what a ship should look like and how she should behave. And I don't care how long this damned war lasts, no ship will leave my command which doesn't come up to scratch.
Quite, sir.
Send a signal. Compass Rose, from flag officer in charge. Maneuver well executed. Then call away my barge. I'm going aboard her now. Welcome to Ardna Crace, gentlemen. Now, I'm sure that you'll all be glad to know that a full training program has been prepared for you, and that this program will start straight away. I'll not deny that it's a stiff program. For the next 3 weeks, you're all going to work very hard indeed. It's also a somewhat experimental program, since as yet we hardly know exactly what convoy escorts will have to contend with. But there are certain things which all ships have to do and to be, whatever job they're intended for. As a fundamental basis, they have to be clean, efficient, and alert. In this, almost everything depends upon a ship's officers. Now, gentlemen, this ship has an RNR captain, which means that there is a seaman in command. As the rest of you, well, we'll just have to see. Well, gentlemen, assume that while we've been talking, a fire has broken out amidships. Hands to emergency stations.
Flag officer in charge, sir. All stokers will undertake signal duties immediately.
Good Lord. Acknowledge.
Signal from flag officer in charge, sir. Clear away sea boat. Dispatch armed landing party to the flagstaff.
Acknowledge.
Blast, by bloody Admiral, bloody Murray Forbes. What the hell am I doing in the engine room? I'll be cleaning out the bogs next. As a fundamental basis, they have to be clean, efficient, and alert. Hey, Farabee, not like that, man. Start again.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Best thought I'd pop over, see how things are getting along.
Very nice to have you aboard, sir.
No cap today, Lockhart?
Sorry, sir.
Never mind. Abandon ship!
Flag officer in charge, sir. Compass Rose will be joined by sister ship Sorrel for team submarine location trials.
Very good, Yeoman. Acknowledge.
Forgotten to check the anchor bearings? Well, you better go and do it now. At once, you bloody weak sister.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you give it a rest?
What did you say?
Why don't you leave him alone? He's only a kid. He's doing his best.
It's not good enough.
It would be if you gave him a chance. Can't you see that going on at him like that only makes him worse?
He's been no use since I stopped him dipping his wick at Glasgow.
What a horrible man you are.
One more crack like that and I'll report you to the captain.
Try it. The captain's not such a fool. I bet he knows how badly you treat Ferriby.
Ferriby's bloody lazy, and that's about true of you, too.
Well, we both do a damn sight more work than you, anyway.
Right, that does it. Follow me to the captain's cabin.
Well, Lockhart, have you anything to say?
I think Ferriby gets a rough deal, sir.
That's not your concern, whether someone gets a rough deal or not. You've got your own job to attend to.
I realize that, sir. But if you think a friend of yours is being unfairly treated, the natural thing to do is try to help him.
Is it? I should say that much the best plan was to keep clear of it and let him work out his own salvation. Then we don't get this sort of argument. And arguments between you and the First Lieutenant are something I'm not going to stand for.
I know that, sir. I got a bit worked up. But it's having a bad effect on Ferriby. He hasn't an ounce of self-confidence left.
I don't want any lectures on how to treat Ferriby.
Now, look here, this has gone far enough. I'm not going to have you interfering in things that don't concern you. Do you understand, Lockhart?
Yes, sir.
Good. Then we'll just forget the whole matter. There's enough to do without this sort of thing.
And may I have a private word with you, sir?
Very well. That'll be all, Lockhart.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I think Lockhart got away with it.
You've got to make allowances, number one. He's a very new officer.
I've had a lot of trouble with Lockhart. I hoped you'd pull him up, sir.
I want to avoid having to stamp on people as much as possible. There are other ways of getting them to work properly. Give Lockhart a fresh start and see what he makes of it.
If you say so, sir.
I do, number one. I do.
Secret signal, sir. Signal boat just boarded aboard.
Thank you, Wells. Being in all respects ready for sea, HMS Compass Rose will sail to join convoy AK-14 leaving Liverpool at 1200 on 6th of February 1940. Senior officer of escort is in HS Viperous. I acknowledge and make to Commander-in-Chief Western approaches from Compass Rose. Your 0939-42 acknowledged. And get it off right away.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, are we going to war?
Their first convoy was a bloodless skirmish, as were many others in that momentary lull. But it was useful as a foretaste of what was to come.
It's an impressive sight, sir.
Yes, sir. Let's hope we're still as impressive when we reach our destination in 2 weeks' time. God almighty. Tell them to close up again. You'd think they wanted to get lost.
Aye, aye, sir.
Number 3-2. 3-2, close up and maintain station. Number 3-2, close up.
I can't we use the siren, sir? They don't seem to be hearing me.
We'll use a gun in a minute.
Number 3-2. Oh, God, the bastard must be deaf.
That's done, and he's waving his fist at you.
Well, it's done the trick. He's got a phone.
Don't be so bloody rude! I'll report you to the morning train!
Area immediately ahead.
We just have to hope that this weather keeps them on the bottom.
Signal from Viper, sir. Convoy disperse. Proceed independently.
Very good.
Oh, don't bully beef against your team.
Afraid so.
What wouldn't I give front row speed for 2 minutes?
What wouldn't I give for some dry clothes? I'm down through to me knickers.
Huh, better this than the hockey. Viper's got 2 blokes over the side.
Poor son.
I wonder all our rivets saying. She just don't fall to bits. Huh, British built, mate.
So was the Titanic.
Sir?
Who is it?
Coxon, sir.
Come see the fun?
I've just come up for a breath of air, sir. I'm bringing him on the tea. It's got a top in it.
Thanks, Coxon. Just what I needed. What's it like below?
Terrible, sir. The take a wind to get straight after this lot.
Well, not much longer till we're home.
Can't be soon enough for me.
But no voyage can last forever, save for ships that are sunk. And this voyage ran its course and presently released them, utterly exhausted after 17 days of continuous strain.
Well, Coxswain, it seems that we're to be based here as part of the Liverpool escort force.
That's good news, sir.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Oh, yes, sir. It'll be nice to be home for a change.
I'm not so sure. I'd rather be aboard just at the moment. Can't seem to settle with the ship so near home.
Can't say I feel the same way, sir. I'm looking forward to some real home cooking.
Well, you have a point there, Coxswain.
This is going to give her a surprise. Hello there, sis.
Bob!
Hey, we're home for a bit. Hey, and guess what? Liverpool's our own port. It couldn't be better, eh?
Well, that is nice. Come in.
Oh, sorry, I brought a friend. Chief E.R.A. Watts, same ship.
Very pleased to meet you.
Well, don't just stand there. Come in, both of you. Come through to the front room, Bob. The kitchen's not fit to be seen. How's the new ship?
She'll never be an old one.
That's about the size of it.
Gladys.
Well, we've had a real trip, I can tell you, Gladys.
Was it rough?
Oh, we were standing on our heads most of the time.
What about them submarines?
We were the submarine. Our ship sails under the water.
Well, now, you must be ready for a nice bit of supper.
Oh, I'm ready for a pint.
Oh, well then, why don't you both walk round to the Three Tuns and have one while I get supper ready?
Good idea, eh, Chief?
Right. Half an hour, well, not a minute more.
Blimey, you're worse than the First Lieutenant.
Well, gentlemen, good news. We have another willing hand. Mrs. Sub-Lieutenant Morrell, who has been appointed to us for additional watchkeeping duties.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Nice to meet you.
Sub-Lieutenant Morrell is a barrister in civilian life, so you might say that we have a real sea lawyer amongst us.
Shall I serve dinner now, sir?
Yes, carry on, Stuart.
Snorkers, good now.
I understand that the First Lieutenant comes from one of the Dominions.
Australia.
Ah, I've met one or two Australians, usually the victims of confidence tricksters. We can never persuade them that in London they're likely to encounter people with sharper wits than their own.
Amazing how people still fall for that sort of thing.
It's not amazing, but it's continually strange. Tell me, do we often have tin sausages for dinner?
Very often. The First Lieutenant is particularly fond of them.
Oh, dear. Whether this war is long or short, it's going to seem long.
You must be round the bloody bend. Who's going to recommend you for lieutenant after a couple of convoys?
The captain, I hope. It's within regulations. The new fleet order states that sub-lieutenants over 28 and with 3 months sea service are eligible for a second stripe.
Well, well, proper little sea lawyer, aren't you? So you think you're fit to take on my job? Well, I don't, and I'm not going to sign this bloody thing.
I want it to go to the captain.
Well, I don't.
You can't refuse.
I can do any bloody thing I like. Bloody kids make me sick. Oh, all right. Leave it here.
The first few convoys followed the pattern of their initiation. They still worked with Viperous as leader of the group, which had now been strengthened by the addition of Sorrel, Compass Rose's sister ship. They were still untried as a fighting escort.
Where's the convoy now?
To port, sir. We're on the outer zigzag. We'll meet them again in a few minutes.
Everything all right?
Yes, sir. Just the usual apprehension when night falls.
I know the feeling. East spring days are fine, but the nights...
It's the uncertainty of sudden action. Never knowing what will happen next.
Or when, or how suddenly...
A convoy ship in sight, sir.
Zigzagging on time?
Yes, sir.
Check your course each time you alter. Don't leave it to the quartermaster. You might make a mistake.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and congratulations, by the way. You've been gazetted lieutenant.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you very much, sir.
And then, suddenly, it was time for their first spell of leave. It was the first real break since the ship was commissioned 5 months previously. They felt they'd earned it, and Ericsson, while not encouraging them, privately admitted they were right.
Well, John, you seem to be enjoying life at sea.
Oh, you know better, Dad. All that joking was for Mother's benefit.
I know.
It's just plain murder. You can't call it anything else. The same thing happens to convoy after convoy. How long can they go on sending us to sea when it's an absolute certainty that half the ships won't come back?
Some convoys get through. Oh,
damn few. Though we're not blaming the escorts, they do the best they can. It's just that the convoy system doesn't seem to work.
You're still better off in a convoy. Figures prove it.
It doesn't feel like it when there are torpedoes flying around and the only signal you can get is maintain convoy speed. Sometimes I feel as if... Are you ever afraid, Dad? Really afraid when you know there's going to be an attack?
Well, so far, Compass Rose has been lucky. But, well, yes, I think we all are. I know I am, anyway. The only thing is to show it as little as you can. There's nothing much in being afraid. And if a man tells you he isn't in our job, then he's either a liar or a fool.
Well, cheerio.
Cheers.
You ever been to Australia, darling?
Can't say I have. Long way from here, you know.
Too right. I'll be on the other side of hell for all the chance I've got of seeing it.
You'll get back soon as the war's over.
Can't be too soon for me.
Did you have a nice voyage, dear?
Lousy. It's worse every time. I reckon I'm going to quit.
Can't do that, can you, dear?
I'll find a way.
It must be funny on a boat. A lot of men all jammed up together. What do you talk about?
What do you think?
Love, eh?
Something like that.
Well, tonight's my busy night. I must
don't go. Have another drink, and then I'll see you home. We'll get a taxi.
Oh, you're splashing out, aren't you? And what happens when we get in?
I'll see you right.
I've met sailors before.
Not Australians.
No, you're the first Australian I've met, socially speaking.
It'll be a treat for you. Well, here we go.
Good night, Fred.
See you again. Good night.
I'll see you the good night myself. That's my little bit of the job. Not so little, either.
No! Are you really an officer, dear? A quiet evening at home? Oh, darling, you're joking.
Oh, all right, Elaine. Where would you like to go?
Oh, let me see. There's so many lovely places we can go, and we've only got 5 days. I know you decide. After all, it's your leave. Back in a moment, just going to change my dress.
Elaine, my sweet, there's a swell party here, but we need that beautiful body. How about coming over?
Hello?
Si? Who's that?
Morell.
Who?
Morell.
Yes, of course. sorry, old boy, I didn't know you were home.
Who shall I say call?
It doesn't matter, old boy. Forget it, old boy.
Bye, old boy.
I'm a German, really. Nothing to choose between us. But my part of Germany's got to win. It's got to win. Bloody well got to win.
Yes, sir. Have you got a home to go to?
Yeah. Why are policemen always taller than me? Now, in Germany...
It's the helmet, sir. Now, why not take a taxi home?
A fine night for walking.
Fine night for sleeping. Too bad all asleep round here. We don't want to wake them up, do we?
Were you ever in the Navy?
No, sir. I've had no luck at all.
Yeah, I was walking quietly home.
Yes, sir.
We've got to win.
Don't I know it, sir, but not all in one night. Leave something for tomorrow. Now then, let you and me walk down to the high street and find a nice, comfortable taxi.
And so their leave came to an end. On the evening of their return, Lockhart, Morell, and Ferriby were all in the wardroom when Bennett entered. He was undeniably drunk, and his trouser buttons were undone. The general effect was so unpleasant that it was difficult to include him in their company without exhibiting a strong reaction.
Well, well, well. Good little boys, all back from leave at the proper time. Made a lot of bastards, aren't you? And you married men. I bet you had a wonderful time.
It was very pleasant.
I bet you left a bun in the oven. Both of you.
What does that peculiar phrase mean?
Well, it's a rather indelicate reference to pregnancy.
What a monstrous man he is. Mm. How can we get rid of him?
I have an idea he might get rid of himself. He didn't like that last convoy at all. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if he gave up his job.
Well, how could he do that?
Oh, there are ways. If I were him, I think I should get a duodenal ulcer. The Navy takes them very seriously. They put you ashore straight away.
One of us had better tell him. I should hate him to be in any doubt about the procedure.
I should say he knows already.
I wonder what it's really like living in a submarine.
Not a lot different from living in a corvette, I should think.
Yes, but we know that if we're hit, we've a good chance of making it over the side. Just imagine being down there with depth charges going off all around you.
I don't
Oh, God.
What's the matter, number one?
A hell of a pain.
You'd better lie down. Take it easy for a bit.
Perhaps you have a bun in the oven.
I reckon I will lie down.
Bad luck. He'll be all right after he's had a rest.
Most moving. I imagine there's nothing we can do to help him.
What are you all grinning at? Sorry, sir. I was thinking of something.
It hardly does you credit at a time like this. If the First Lieutenant is in pain, I shouldn't have thought you'd be able to laugh at anything else.
Bad news, I'm afraid, Lockhart. The First Lieutenant won't be back for some time.
Oh, sorry to hear that, sir.
Quite. We're sailing this afternoon, and we'll have to go without him. There's no chance of getting a relief by then. You will have to take over as number one.
Yes, sir.
I'll help you with it, so you should be able to carry on till the relief arrives.
I can carry on anyway, sir.
Can you?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll see. Do your best this time, anyway. Now, since we're short-handed, I suggest you reorganize the watch bill as follows.
Dunkirk, that fabulous flight and triumph, was their signal for joining battle. From then onwards, almost every convoy they escorted suffered some sort of attack, either from U-boats or aircraft, and the loss of ships began to be an inevitable part of their seagoing. It was on one of these bad convoys, homeward bound near Iceland, that Compass Rose was blooded.
What's happening, sir?
Aircraft attacking convoy, sir.
Blast them. They've got a perfect right for it.
All right, sir. You'd better get after your depth charges.
Yes, sir. All closed up, sir. Get the first pattern ready to drop.
Aye, sir.
God help us!
We must have been carrying ammunition. Poor bastard.
Well, I didn't know much about it. Best way to die. Really fast.
She's been blown to pieces.
Isn't there anything we can do, sir?
Nothing, I'm afraid. If there are any survivors, which I very much doubt, Sorrel's stern escort, she'll do her best for them.
Another one!
Torpedo, this time. Port 30. Revolutions 180.
Port 30, sir. Revolutions 180, sir.
I'm taking her in a wide half circle.
Nothing. Not a single trace of a U-boat.
There are some survivors in the water, sir. She won't be long going now.
Tricky, sub. If we do stop, we'll be a sitting target. No, we'll drop a boat to collect what survivors we can while we make another sweep.
Depth charge?
Captain, we're going to drop a boat, sub. Who's your leading hand?
Leading seaman Tunbridge, sir.
Tell him to pick a small crew, not more than four,
and pull over towards that merchantman. Tell him to keep well clear until she goes down. We'll come back for him when we've had another look for the submarine.
Aye, aye, sir.
Quick as you can, sub.
That's 14.
There's another. Over there.
Gently. Ease her over. Yeah, yeah, that's the way. All right, old son, we're coming. Gotcha. Get a rope, quick. It's covered in thick oil. Get a bloody rope. It's... Hold on, hold on. He's gone. Bloody gold. Just slipped away. Slipped away and sank. Yeah. All right, that's a lot. Rest on your oars. We'll wait for the ship.
You must have been busy, number one. What's the score down there?
Two dead, sir. And one more to go, I think. The other 11 will be fine.
14? The crew is 36.
How about things up here?
We lost another ship over on that side of the convoy.
More than one submarine, then?
I shouldn't think so. She probably crossed over.
Good night's work. Do you want to turn in now, sir? I can finish the watch.
No, number one. You get some sleep.
Tunbridge did well, sir.
So did you, number one.
Well, it was pretty rough surgery, most of it. I must get a book on wounds. It'll come in handy if this sort of thing goes on.
There's no reason why it shouldn't. You've got 3 ships in 3 hours.
Yes, very promising start. After the war, we must ask them how they did it.
After the war, number one, I hope they'll be asking us. In all, we have sailed on 11 convoys this year, with more and more ships lost and more survivors picked up. Something will have to be done about survivors. We have better medical facilities and a doctor, or at least a sick berth attendant. It is senseless to risk the ship picking them up only to have them die on board.
And so, 1940 drew to a close. For the officers and crew of Compass Rose, there was the life at sea, crude, self-contained, sometimes startling. There was the tender life of home when leave came around. And there was the medium world of life in harbor, when they rested from one convoy and prepared for the next one.
Well, we won't be long now. The refit's about complete.
All right.
I told you about those bastards stealing from the life raft, didn't I?
Oh, you did. Bob, there's something I've been meaning to mention. It's rather difficult.
Well, what's the matter?
It's a bit personal, you see. Gladys, being a widow and me a widower, well, we thought about getting fixed up after the war.
Fixed up? Fixed up?
Aye.
Boy, that's fine, Jim. The best thing that could happen to her. And you, too. Have you asked her?
Sort of. With an understanding, like. Only thing is...
What's the trouble?
You. She was a bit worried about you. I mean, she's been housekeeping for you for a long time.
Oh, forget it. I might get married myself one of these days. You go ahead, and I'll give the bride away any time you like.
Oh, can't see it happening soon. Perhaps after the next convoy. With the war going the way it is...
Ah, come on, don't be downhearted. You just name the day and I'll dance at your wedding. Now then, let's get another drink in, eh? A drink to the happy couple.
I think they've done us proud, don't you, number one?
Yes, sir. Except for a little pilfering.
Much more room to move about here on the bridge. And your doctoring days are over. Now we've got a sick bay attendant.
I hope so, sir. But the way things are going, I doubt it.
We're losing an awful lot of ships.
Still, the Navy did account for 7 new boats last month. Now we've this radar gear to even the balance, we should be able to add to the tally.
It's certainly ingenious.
That's an understatement, if ever I heard one. Ingenious. It's a miracle. And what's more, we'll soon be getting a chance to use it. We're off to Jib with another convoy.
German reconnaissance plane, sir. Shall we try a shot at it?
No point, sir. It's well out of range of anything we could put up. That swam will just circle us and relay the convoy's course and speed to any U-boats in the area.
But it's so unfair.
That's as may be, but it's also all too easy. All it's got to do is to send out some sort of homing signal to every U-boat within 100 miles. I wish it would blow up a bit. This sort of weather doesn't give us a chance.
Admiralty signal repeated to Viper, sir.
There are indications of 5 U-boats in your area, with others joining. Well, now we know.
Looks like trouble, sir.
It does indeed, sir. Although a change of course, once it gets dark, might just fool them.
Over, nice girls, love a sailor.
Aye, aye.
What's going on?
Over there, sir. On the deck of the merchantman. Girls.
Good Lord. Those must be the Wrens on their way to Jib.
Oh, they were travelling with us, sir.
No doubt, Wilson, but I should have thought you had enough to keep you occupied. Now, the fun's over. Back to work.
Aye, sir.
Aye.
Good morning, sir. It looks as though we've fooled them during the night.
Well, let's hope so, number but so. I thought it was too good to be true.
Over there, sir! The big tank, a torpedo!
Action stations.
Nothing, sir. No sign of any wreckage.
The Admiralty reports that there are now 9 of our bastards in our area. You think we must hit one of them? My God. It's those poor kids. It's the Wren ship.
She's going fast. Is there nothing we can do, sir?
No, number one. Continue with the search as ordered. If there's anything left to rescue, someone else will have to do it.
No sign of any U-boat, sir.
Perhaps even they've had enough, sir. 6 ships in 2 days.
I hear they picked up 4 of the Wrens.
4 out of 20.
Aircraft somewhere, sir. There it is.
It's that bloody fucker Wolf again.
Then the hunt's up again.
For what we are about to receive.
They've hit Sorrel, sir.
The signal to Viperus. Sorrel torpedoed in her diversion position. May I leave and search for survivors?
Aye, aye, sir.
Answer from Viperus, sir. Do not leave convoy until daylight.
That's the right answer, of course. Viperus can't risk another escort. Yes, it's the right answer, but by God, it's a hard one.
Daylight. At least 2 more hours to wait. There won't be many left to pick up.
Raft alongside, sir. Survivors coming aboard.
Oh, here you are, then. Come on, this way, mate.
Captain Ramsay, sir. Very glad to see you. We were...
Thanks, number one. 15 out of 90. Look after them, won't you?
I'll see the right, sir.
Good. I'll go up to the bridge then. Sorry we couldn't be here any earlier, but I couldn't leave the screen before daylight.
It wouldn't have made much difference. Most of them were caught down below anyway. We broke in half. Went down in a couple of minutes.
It's funny. You never think you'll be the one to catch it. It's something you can't be ready for. And when it does happen, well...
Signal from Viper, sir. Rejoin convoy forthwith.
Ten good merchant ships sunk and Sorrel. God knows how many drowned. It's like some revolting paper chase, with the convoy laying a trail of blood and wreckage.
Viprus claims one U-boat, sir.
Seems a poor return. 10 for 1. I wish we'd bagged a few.
We dropped over 40 depth charges, sir. Must have done some damage.
Let's hope so. How are things below?
Pretty cramped, sir. But they're doing a good job on the wounded.
Oh, well, that's something anyway.
Hold your arm still. There. That's better, man. There. That's fine.
Oh, that's a bit still. Soon be all right for swimming, eh?
Sure. But you won't be doing any swimming this trip.
Oh, you're dead right there, mate. If anything happens to this little lot, we're snugging our coffin already.
Signal from Admiralty repeated Viper, sir. There are now 11 U-boats in your area. Destroyers Lancelot and Liberal will join escort at approximately 1800 hours.
Thank you, Yeoman. Acknowledged.
Aye, aye, sir.
2 L-class destroyers. That's grand. They're terrific ships. Brand new, too.
They'd better be very terrific indeed. 11 U-boats works out at 1 to each ship left in the convoy. I very much doubt whether their lordships really intended such a nice balance of forces.
You're getting rattled, John?
I must admit that this is not a reassuring occasion. Whatever we do, those damned U-boats get inside the screen every time. We've lost almost half our ships, and we're still 2 days away from Gibraltar. It's odd to think that even if nothing else happens, this is probably the worst convoy in the history of sea warfare.
Something to tell your grandchildren.
Yes, indeed. In fact, if you guarantee me, grandchildren, I shall recover my spirits very quickly.
But how can he guarantee that you have grandchildren?
If they're as stupid as you, Fetterby, I hope I don't have any.
Well, old son, there's a sight for sore eyes.
Two beautiful new destroyers to take us to Jib.
Oh, they're show off, aren't they? It's all very well for them to dash about like a couple of brand new tarts. They haven't had a week of this lot. God, here we go again.
Stop engines!
Stop engines, sir! Telling out this engine, Scott! We're in a midship, sir!
Very good. Number one?
Yes, sir.
We are detailed as rescue ship for the tanker. Stand by to get survivors aboard. We won't load a boat. We'll have to swim to waters. God knows they can see us easily enough. Use the megaphone to hurry them up. We can't afford to waste any time here, number one.
Aye, aye, sir.
Swim towards us! We will wait for you.
God, let them give this up. Let the ship get moving again. Damn you, Lockhart. How can you be so bloody unconcerned? Why don't you feel like me?
Secure,
oh, God,
net.
Don't let us be God, hit. We must be hit. Fire. We must.
Hurry on, Phillips. Get a plane to wounded. Let's make fast for us. Get those men aboard. Quickly now, quickly.
Come on, come on. What are they doing up there?
Been tricky out, Betsy.
What
with the tanker burning, eh?
Aye, man. If a compass door standing out like a shooting target at a fairground, they must see us for miles and miles.
Come on, come on.
Are they all aboard now?
There's still some to come, sir. The party on the forecastle have just jumped overboard. They're the last.
Well, they'd better be quick about it.
But quickly now! Swim towards us! Hurry now! We can't lower a boat!
The oil, sir! It's spreading! Come on! Swim! Swim!
Hurry up! The oil is spreading!
Come on, lads!
We're too far away, sir!
It's catching them! Swim! Swim faster!
Come on!
Ride! Come on!
Poor devils. Carry on and get those men below. There's nothing more we can do here.
Don't fire now, we never will.
What's up, they don't stop.
If we don't get torpedoed now, Jerry didn't deserve to win the war.
Half ahead!
Half ahead!
Oh, it's a medical, lad. A bloody medical.
Another one hit.
Just going fast. We'll drop back to help them, sub.
Yes, sir. Slow ahead, main engine.
Go ahead, sir.
Very good.
Sir, we've made contact. Well-defined echo, bearing 225.
What's it look like, number one?
Submarine, sir. Can't be anything else. Same, sir. Very strong contact. Strongest we've ever had. Moving very, very slowly left. It's a sub, all right, sir.
Very well. We'll attack.
Sir, there are men in the water, dead ahead. Survivors, dozens of them.
What's it look like now, number one?
The same, sir. Solid echo. It must be a U-boat.
Is it moving?
Very slowly. Almost stationary.
There are some chaps in the water. Dead ahead.
Well, there's a U-boat just underneath them.
Very well. I'm attacking. Stand by depth charges.
No sign of wreckage, sir.
Lost contact, sir.
I suppose it wasn't a submarine. I suppose it was just the merchantman sinking. Sliding slowly to the bottom. It could have been a U-boat. But if not...
Sir? Sir, are you all right?
Yes, Morel. I'm all right, thank you.
By the time they were past the straits, had scented the burnt smell of Africa blowing across from Ceuta, and had shaped a course for Gibraltar Harbour, they were all far off balance. It had gone on for too long. It had failed too horribly. It had cost too much. The deadly part was that it had all been in vain.
Excuse me, sir, but Are you all right, sir?
No. I don't mind telling you. I'm not.
You've got to forget all about it, sir.
There was a submarine. I'm bloody well sure there was. It's all in my report.
Well, it was my fault anyway. I identified it as a submarine. If anyone killed those men, I did.
No one killed them. It's the war. The whole bloody war. We've got to do these things. Have you been drinking, number one?
Yes, sir. Quite a lot.
So have I. Good night.
Sir, I think you'd better go to bed. You poor old bastard. You've just about had enough, haven't you? You'll have quite a head when you wake up. Drunk or sober, Erickson, you're all right.
Number one, I heard that.
Oh, that's all right, sir. I meant it. Good night.
This is more like it, sub. Nearly home?
Yes, sir. And a much quieter trip.
Captain, sir.
We don't often see you on the bridge, Chief. Anything wrong?
Afraid so, sir. I've got a bearing I don't like to feel off at all. Nearly red hot. I'd like to stop and have a look at it.
You mean the main shaft, Chief?
Yes, sir. Must be a blocked oil pipe by the look of it.
Any good if we slow down? I don't want to stop if I can help it.
If we keep the shaft tunneling, it's liable to seize up.
All right, Chief. I'll send a signal to Viperous and then ring down for you to stop.
Thank you, sir. We'll be as quick as we can.
What's up, Chief?
The main bearing's not getting its proper share of oil. I'll have to trace the oil feed back from the main feed.
I see what you mean. Find the dodgy oil pipe and see why it's blocked.
All right. And it's a bloody awkward corner, too. And when we find the pipe, we'll have to sew it up bit by bit till we find a stoppage.
What then?
Then we clear the blockage and then braise the whole thing together again.
But that could take all night if we do that.
Take all bloody war if we don't. Come on, get a hacksaw and let's go on with it.
Everything all right, Coxon?
Yes, sir. I've given orders that there's to be no unnecessary noise.
Good. I have the boat swung out ready for lowering, just in case. Quietly now.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'm just going to make sure that the ship is properly darkened. And after that, there's nothing to do but wait and pray.
Yes, sir.
Signal from Viper, sir. Afraid I cannot spare you an escort for the night.
Mate, Viperous, that's quite all right. We will sleep by ourselves.
Aye, aye, sir.
Good Lord, sir, what's that?
Go down and see Watts and tell him to stop that hammering or muffle it somehow. That noise can be heard for miles. Tell him the torpedo will hit him first.
Yes, sir.
Come to see the fun. It won't be long now.
Well, that's good news, Chief. But the captain's worried about the noise.
We're pretty well finished now, sir. I've no idea that you can deal the hammering up at all.
Here it is. There are submarines popping up for miles around, complaining about the racket.
Is any sign of submarines, sir?
Nothing so far, thank God. I don't want to hang about too long.
It'll just be a couple of hours now, that's all.
Come on, Chief. I'm nearly frozen stiff up here. Captain?
We're ready to move, sir.
Thank you, Chief. Well done. Wheelhouse, Captain.
Wheelhouse, sir.
Ring on main engine.
Ring on main engine, sir.
Now, let's catch up with the convoy. Bridge.
Radar, sir. I'm getting a small echo stern of the convoy. Can you see it on the repeater, sir?
Yes. I've got it. What do you make of it?
Hard to tell, sir. It's a bit small for a ship.
Well, keep your eye on it. I'll wake the captain.
Well, number one, I hope you haven't got me up here for nothing like the last time when a bloody seagull perched on the radar aerial. Now, let's have a look at this something. Who's the radar operator?
Sellers, sir.
He's a good man. Let's ask him what he thinks.
Radar.
Captain, what about this echo?
Still there, sir. About 10 miles astern of the last ship of the convoy.
Have you had an echo like this before?
Not exactly, sir. It's about the same size we get from a small boat.
Thank you, Sellers. I wonder. Sound action stations. Report your target.
Gaining strength, sir. Must be something pretty solid.
Think it's a sub, sir?
I do, number one. Trailing the convoy just out of sight, waiting for the dark. What they don't know, however, is that we drop behind to effect repairs. Let's hope we catch her before she spots us. Report your target.
Still there, sir. Gaining strength all the time.
There she is.
Voyage, gun.
Captain here, Morell. There's a U-boat on the surface dead ahead. Out of range at the moment. We want to get a couple of shots in before she dives.
I can see her now, sir. Dead ahead.
Shall we send a sighting report, sir?
Yes. WT. Signal Admiralty repeated Viperous. Submarine on surface, 10 miles astern of convoy. I'm engaging. Number one, there's a submarine.
Yes, sir, I overheard, sir. Too far away for the Aztec at the moment.
We'll need that damn box of tricks of yours before long. We'll stand by for the quickest crash dive in history the moment they see us.
I think I can reach her now, sir. Range 8,000 yards.
It's a long shot for a small gun.
Very well. Engage.
Not bad, but it's short. There she goes. That's quite a crash dive. She's down, Lockhart. Find her.
Contact, sir. Moving quickly right, sir. Bearing 095.
Very good. Starboard 15.
Starboard 15, sir. 15 degrees starboard, wheel on, sir.
Very good. Stand by depth charges. Midships.
Midships, sir. Wheel amidships.
Very good.
Target on the ship's head, sir. Range 300 yards.
Very good. Watch her head, coxswain.
Aye, aye, sir.
Instantaneous echo, sir.
Very good. Fire one.
Sighting, sir.
But damn it, we must have got her.
Target stationary, sir.
Let's try again. Port 30.
Port 30, sir. 30 degrees port wheel on, sir.
Very good. I am continuing the attack.
Any minute now, lads.
There she is!
Open fire! Spiders in the water now. She's going. Cease fire! Well done, all of you. Stand by the scrambling nets. Midships.
Midships, sir.
Stop main engine.
Stop main engine. Wheel of midship, sir. Main engine repeated, stopped, sir.
Very good.
Well, here they come.
These are my favorite kind of survivors. They've got the whole idea themselves. Let's see how they perform.
Good idea, sir.
Get those men aboard, quickly now.
Oh!
What's going on there?
Sorry, sir. Stop my accident.
That's noise there. Call them in.
Aye, aye, sir.
Get them below as quick as you can.
This one's their captain, sir.
Take it to the captain.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hi, Hitler.
No, I don't think we'll start like that. What's your name?
Von Helmut. What is yours?
Erickson.
Ah, a good German name.
Certainly not. And stop throwing your weight about. You're a prisoner. Just behave yourself.
You took my ship by surprise, Captain.
It is war. I'm sorry if it's too hard for you.
This is a very poor cabin. I'm not accustomed...
Keep quiet. If you say another word, I shall have you put in one of the provision lockers. Sentry?
Yes, sir?
This prisoner is dangerous. If he makes any sort of move to leave this cabin, shoot him.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'm an officer of the German Navy.
You're a bastard. In any language.
Nice to see those liver birds again, sir.
Yes. They look bigger and better every time.
My God, it's copter packet.
What's that, Wells?
Oh, sorry, sir, but look. Smoke over there. And there, sir.
All right, Wells. It looks as though they've been raided several times.
Water here, Coxon.
Aye, aye, sir.
I was forgetting, of course, Coxon. You live here, too.
Got number one. As soon as we're berthed, there will be lots of requests for special leave. Give special priority to those with relatives or homes ashore.
Yes, sir.
Looks bad.
It does. Jim's bloody bad. I don't even know what I am. It's all so different.
Well, here we are. You see the sign? Dark Road.
I would never have recognized it. Come on. It's gone, Jim. 29 Dock Road. It's not there anymore.
You want something, lad?
Look, how did it happen?
Don't ask bloody silly questions. I'm busy.
It's my house.
Oh. I'm sorry, mate. Direct hit this one, middle of the raids, about 5 days ago. You've been away?
Just got back.
You didn't know about that.
I see.
How about the people inside, then?
You better inquire at the warden's post down the street. They see to all that. You can't expect much, but after this lot. We got them out, two women.
Were they?
Yeah, they were dead. Sorry, lad.
Hey, look out. Navy's here.
Name of Tallow. 29 Dock Road. What happened, mate?
Oh, Mr. Tallow. I'm very sorry indeed. There were two casualties, Mrs. Bell and Mrs. Crossley. Didn't anyone notify you?
We've only just got in.
Relatives of yours?
Mrs. Bell was my widowed sister. Mrs. Crossley was her friend. What? What did he do with...
Look here. Now, take it easy. Sit down a minute.
I'll be all right. Look, where was the funeral?
Croft Road Cemetery. Very tasteful it was. They were all buried together in one big grave. You see, there were such a lot of them. It was very tasteful. They can't have known anything, Mr. Tallow. The ladies. It was a direct hit. They can't have suffered at all.
No, I see that.
Let's go away, Bob. Come on.
I'll call back in a day or two, eh?
Oh, all right, Mr. Tallow, all right.
Sorry, Bob. Real sorry.
I'm sorry, too, Jim. On your account, I mean. I know how you felt. We both lost... Well, that's that, isn't it? Anyway, come on. Let's make a move, eh?
All right, come.
It's funny. I still can't believe it. It doesn't make sense. You come in from sea, feeling really glad to be back, and then you go home and you find that people you thought were alive and happy were really dead and buried days ago. It just doesn't make any sense.
Come on, Bob. I think we both need a drink.
Hello, number one. Have a good leave.
Yes, thanks. I've been looking at some figures.
I'm sure you have. Please spare us the gory details.
Yes, these are the other kind. Do you know that tomorrow's convoy will be our 31st?
No, I didn't know. Tell me some more.
Well, we've steamed 98,000 miles and picked up 640 survivors.
How many have we buried?
I left that out. But we have kept 1,000 watches each.
And we've only got one solitary U-boat out of the whole thing.
Oh, hello, sir. Good leave.
Yes, thank you, number one. And tomorrow we start another convoy.
Our 31st, sir.
Really?
And then another. And another.
I wonder what we'll die of in the end. Excitement.
Old age? Food poisoning.
None of those things. One day someone will ring a bell and say that the war's over and we can all go home. And we'll all die of surprise.
Not a bad death at all. But I don't think it'll happen tomorrow.
What will happen tomorrow is that we start a new convoy. Oh, and by the way, you'd better wrap up warm, all of you. We're doing a little escort duty of our own, taking four ships to Reykjavik, and then we join up with the convoy later.
It's getting colder, sir.
Huh? What's that?
Sorry, sir, I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought. I just mentioned that it's getting colder.
Yes, yes, it is. Sorry, I was just thinking about the organization of convoys.
Sir?
Well, take the one we're joining, for instance. 44 ships. Well, then, say that at any given time there are a dozen convoys at sea. 500 ships, more or less, from all around the coast of England. They all have to be manned, loaded, and dispatched at a prescribed date. All have to rendezvous at a set time and place. It's incredible, really.
Yes, it is, when you come to think of it.
And just think, a single railway shunter falling asleep at Birmingham or Clapham could spoil the whole thing. A third mate getting drunk on a Tuesday instead of Monday could wreck a dozen carefully laid plans.
I've never thought about it like that before, sir, but...
Vernon, four Vipers on the RT, torpedoed in position 050 degrees, 30 miles astern of you.
Aye, aye, sir. He's going to go down quickly, sir.
Clear away boats and rafts, but wait for the word.
The RT's faster.
Very good.
Come on, RT. Come on, get the boat cleared. Steve!
Go, bloody go! She's stuck fast! It's the list!
All the rafts, then! Bring all the rafts!
Make sure you got your life jackets! It's gonna be bloody cold!
Engine room?
Chief?
Sir?
Leave it and come up now.
Aye, aye, sir. Right, lads, we're finished here. Let's go quickly now.
Now, who's thinking, Chief?
Not with me on board or not. Come on now, jump to it.
She's going. There's nothing we can do to stop her.
Shall I ditch the code book, sir?
Yes, throw them over.
Right.
Moxon?
Yes, sir.
Pipe, abandon ship.
Aye, aye, sir. Abandon ship. Abandon ship.
What's the chances, sir?
Time to go, lads. Good luck, all of you. Quickly now. Over you go.
So cold.
How far away is the convoy?
About 30 miles.
Good. So.
It's getting lighter.
I reckon it's the moon. She must have gone down in 5 minutes.
Yes. Just like Sorrel.
Good. Shortly. Don't go to sleep, shortly.
30 miles? They should have got us on the radar.
They were watching out properly, they should.
Shorty, wake up. What's the matter with you?
Leave off, man. Can you see he's finished?
But he was talking to me. He opened me a book, isn't it?
That was hours ago. Wilson's dead, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir. Stone cold, sir.
Tip him over, then. Make room for someone else.
Right. Who's coming up next? Here. Give me your arm.
Look. Go on.
Just away.
Any sign of the other rafts?
Still too dark to see, sir.
Right now, we'll bloody well do it again. And this time, you two, Russia, you two, Prussia, and Lieutenant Farabee and I will be Austria. Ready now. All together. One, two, three. Austria! Very good. Ah, who knows any dirty stories?
What's the point, sir? Russia in that.
It's supposed to sound like a sneeze.
No, sir, I mean, what's the point of doing it now?
To save our bloody lives, that's the point, Reese. Now, I want you all to sing.
Sing, number one?
Yes, sing and do the gestures after me. Are you ready? Under the spreading chestnut tree. Come on now. You touch your chest, and then your head. Chestnut tree. Then wave your arms and spread them. Show the size of the tree. Once again. Under the spreading chestnut tree. There is such a
Today's my daughter's wedding day. £10,000 I'll give away. On second thoughts, I think it best to put it back in the old oak chest. They're building a house. A public house. Got no barmen. Only barmaids.
So, how many on it?
Can't quite see you. Six, I think, sir.
Only six. Only six? We got five. 11. 11 out of 91. Good God.
Are you all right, Father? Fine, thanks, number one.
Sir. Yes, yes, sir. It's five for us, sir. Look, over there.
Thank God. Do you see what we see, number one?
Yeah, we do.
Waiter.
Sir?
Another pink gin, please. And by the way, the water in this jug has dust on it.
I'm sorry about that, sir. I'll change it immediately. It's the ward, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. Well, in that case, I don't want to make too much of it. Oh, you'd better make that two pink gins, large ones.
Yes, sir.
Ah, there you are, number one. You haven't wasted any time, I see.
Oh, I thought we might have a little celebration.
Congratulations on your promotion, by the way.
Thanks.
I ordered you a large pink gin.
That'll do for a start. Your gin, sir. And your jug, sir. I'm sorry, it was dusty.
Thank you.
What's this about dusty water, number one?
It's the war, sir.
Yeah.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. I was at the Admiralty most of yesterday. Things are beginning to move again.
Uh-huh. And what else have you been doing? Did you go to see Morell's wife?
Yes. I've just come from her flat.
How was she?
She was in bed.
Oh. Is she taking it badly?
I think she was taking it very well. There was someone else there with her.
Damn the war. I wonder if Morell knew about it.
She didn't strike me as the sort of woman who would keep it a secret if she saw anything she wanted.
Poor old chap. What a waste of a good man.
It's a waste of a good man quite apart from her. In fact, if you relate his death to her at all, you poison the whole thing. How's Ferriby, by the way?
He's still in hospital. He's a nervous wreck. He just sits there playing with a piece of string and crying.
Bloody shame.
I don't think he'll ever get over it. Well, let's drink to absent friends.
Absent friends. A waiter, same again, please.
Coming, sir.
And the Admiralty.
I wondered when you'd ask. Now then, it's a new ship.
Hmm.
New job, new everything. They're giving me a frigate, and they've promoted me so that we'll be in charge of an escort group. I'm to go on some sort of course, it seems, to learn all about it. And they're giving you a half strike.
Good God.
Lieutenant Commander? What will they do next?
Well, there is a snag, as far as I'm concerned. They've agreed that I could have a Lieutenant Commander as First Lieutenant. The job's worth a step up in rank. And they said I could have you if I wanted. I said I didn't know.
But, sir...
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. You could have your own command if you wanted it. If you stay with me, to postpone your command for at least a year. Or you might even miss it altogether.
Your drinks, sir.
Thank you, yes. Just add them to my bill. Room 114.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, number one, what's it to be? You'll have to make up your own mind.
Tell me about our new ship.
Excellent. We're a good team. None better. She's a new class frigate. Same size and shape as a destroyer. Got everything.
And what's she called?
Salt Ash.
Well then, let's drink to Salt Ash.
Good idea.
To Salt Ash. Notes relating to gunnery control instruments. Now, where the devil did I... see note 325 as to... Come in.
Say, this right for Salt Ash?
Good God.
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Yes, this is right for Salt Ash. Who are you?
Arlingham, sir, gunnery officer.
You Australian?
Yes, sir. Are you the captain, sir?
No, First Lieutenant. The captain's a commander.
Why so much brass?
We're going to be in charge of the escort group, so I'll be senior First Lieutenant.
Well, fair enough. What's the ship like?
Still in a mess. There are lots of guns to play with.
Good how?
Yeah, we used to have an Australian lieutenant in my first ship. His name was Bennett.
Not Jim Bennett? Oh, he was a bit of a success up here, wasn't he?
No.
But if it's the same bloke, he certainly was. I've heard him lecturing back home.
Lecturing?
Yeah. But didn't he have a nervous breakdown after sinking those submarines?
I don't know. You tell me.
He's famous back home. It seems there was this ship, Compass Rose, and the skipper got sick and Bennett took her out on convoy and got two submarines. Between you and me, there was a bit of a sting because he didn't get a medal for it. Is it the same man?
It is. The last I saw of him, he'd succumbed to a duodenal ulcer through eating sausages too fast. He left Compass Rose and went into hospital.
You mean no submarines? No nervous strain?
And the submarine, like the nervous strain, was all ours.
Good old Jim. I certainly could tell a tale.
He was a bastard. I loathed him and everything he stood for.
Yeah, well, they're not all like that where I come from.
I'm beginning to appreciate that. They couldn't be, otherwise Australia would have fallen to pieces long ago. Well, you'd better come aboard with me. We're having a meeting for all the new officers in the wardroom.
I've collected you all here so that I can meet you properly before we commission Salt Ash. Let's start with you, guns. What were you doing before this?
Mine sweeping, sir.
Well, you'll have plenty of guns to play with in Salt Ash. Rakes, sub-lieutenant, where have you come from?
East Coast, sir. Corvette.
Good. You'll have had lots of experience in coastal navigation. Surgeon Lieutenant Scott Brown, where have you come from?
Harley Street, sir. This is my first ship.
You're something of a luxury. We've never had a doctor before.
Who did the doctoring for you?
I did.
Learned it as I went along. I'm afraid I must have killed a lot more patients than you have.
That's a very large assumption. I've been in practice for 8 years.
Sub-Lieutenant Vincent, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
I was in the same escort group as you, sir, in Trefoil.
I thought it was something like that. It was Trefoil that reported Compass Rose's sinking, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
So, we know all about each other. And you know what the job entails. Well, that leaves you, Holt. How have you been spending your time lately?
I've just finished the course at King Alfred, sir.
And before that?
Eton, sir.
Did they teach you anything about the sea there?
Oh, no, sir. It was a very narrow sort of education.
Well, that'll do for a start.
We'll have a lot of hard work to do getting the ship ready for sea, but I know I can rely on all of you to do your best. Allingham, gunnery, rakes, navigation, Vincent, depth charges, and Holt, correspondence. We can have a less formal meeting at 6 this evening. That is, if the gin's arrived. Thank you, gentlemen. Number one?
Coming, sir.
I'll do the Glasgow trip today, Mid. I want some fresh air.
Yes, sir. Sir, there's a commissioned Lovely in Ops.
There's a what?
A Wren officer, sir, in operations.
That's better. What about her?
They say she's the prettiest girl in the Wrens. She's got everyone in operations tied up in knots.
I don't think it's a Wren who's responsible for that. What about her anyway, Mid?
I just thought I'd mention it, sir.
And where can one see this paragon?
In the ops room, sir.
What were you doing in the ops room?
Well, just keeping in touch, sir.
Well, Mid, I shall be seeing your pretty Wren as it happens, because I'm going to the ops room to see who's winning the war. Cough your fill. I have a good deal of leeway to make up.
Yes?
If it's not illegal, I wanted to have a look at the plot and see what's going on in the western approaches.
I'm afraid there's a security ban on the whole thing.
I know that, but you see, I was in it for the last 3 years, and now I've been ashore for nearly 4 months, and I wanted to catch up.
Which ship are you?
Saltash.
Have you a young man called Holt aboard?
Yes. He practically sent his love to you.
Yes, well, I practically return it. Who's the captain? Or is it you?
No, Commander Erickson.
Not a command of your own? Scared of it?
I wanted to stay with Erickson. And if I was scared of having a command, I'm damned if I'd tell you about it.
Sorry. I've just remembered. You and Erickson were in Compass Rose together, weren't you? Someone was talking about it the other night. You've got a submarine, too. Do I apologize again?
Never again. But does it increase my chance of seeing that plot and learning the latest news?
I think it guarantees it.
How was the course, sir?
They didn't exactly make us run about, but there was everything else. I haven't worked so hard for a long time. The place was full of pretty young Wrens who knew far more about everything than I did.
Any new horrors in the way of weapons, sir?
Well, there's a rumour of some sort of underwater breathing apparatus for U-boats. Oh, that's not to be talked about, by the way.
Cunning gliders.
We'll just have to try a bit harder, that's all. Oh, by the way, we shall be starting trials at Ardnor Creche in 10 days' time.
I wonder if that fierce old admiral's still there.
Yes, he is. He's done a terrific job right through the war. But now, how about a farewell party before we leave here? Do we know enough people?
Now, the present invitation lists about 60, sir.
60? What have you all been doing while I've been away? We owe a good deal of hospitality, sir.
Hmm?
Officers, builders, people from the base, and lots of Wrens. I've got a list here. Here, let's see now. I suppose all these mysterious men with Scottish names are from the dockyard. Who's Second Officer Hallam?
A glamour pants from Ops, sir.
A what?
She's a Wren officer from operations room, sir. The First Lieutenant invited her.
Pretty?
Absolute smash hit, sir.
I hope you're not weakening, number one.
In no sense, sir. No, I just thought we ought to have as many people from the base as possible. They've been rather good to us.
Is Second Officer Hallam in that category?
Yes, sir.
She hasn't been good to me.
That will just about do.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought you'd be glad to know.
Well, I'll be...
Well, my official escort, you haven't done terribly well for yourself, have you?
Too much competition.
And you've been busy like a good first lieutenant. I must go soon. I'm afraid we have to be back by 10.
Oh, I haven't spoken to you at all.
You wouldn't believe how many people have been told that you're seeing me home. You must be very fond of Erickson.
I feel that I want to finish the war with him.
That's almost exactly what he said about you.
Yeah, David and Jonathan. Does it sound silly?
I'm jealous. No, I don't mean jealous. I mean that women just don't have that relationship.
Well, it's about the only personal relationship that should be allowed to operate in wartime.
Oh, marriage, surely.
No. That's a sidetracking element, a distraction.
Ooh, you're rather a Puritan, aren't you?
Yes. War has to be a matter of dedication. Everything else gets in the way.
Oh, I see. Well, this is where I live.
Well, thank you. This walk really made the party for me.
Yes, it was a good idea. Mine, too. Would you have asked me?
No.
Why? Dedication to war?
Well, I just thought the answer would be no.
Next time?
Next time, I'll certainly take a chance and stake a claim.
It will be embarrassing if you don't. Even with Puritans, one can't make all the money.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Hello, Erickson. Oh, she's bigger than I thought she'd be.
Is this the first frigate to arrive here, sir?
Yes. Yours was the first corvette back in 39. Strange. Long time since then. Introduce me to your officers.
Of course, sir. Vice Admiral Sir Vincent Murray Forbes. Lieutenant Commander Lockhart.
You didn't have a cap last time we met.
No, sir.
Lieutenant Vincent.
I know you. You were in Trefoil.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Allingham. Surgeon Lieutenant Scott Brown. Sherry, sir.
Thank you. Much obliged. Well, she's faster than Compass Rose, has more guns, depth charges, and she can detect submarines at a much greater range. Mm. They seem a good class of ship, these frigates. We want something bigger and tougher in the Atlantic. Not that the corvettes haven't done a first-class job, they have. You lost, Compass Rose.
Yes, sir. Torpedoed.
It's a long war. A damned long war. But the Huns are running, or they soon will be. This is the beginning of the end of it. Right now you're here for 3 weeks, and I needn't tell you the sort of standard I expect. How's that first lieutenant of yours?
He's first class, sir.
Remarkable what these RMVR fellows have done. I wouldn't have believed it at the beginning. Well, time I was moving. You start exercising at 5:30 tomorrow morning.
I'm very pleased to be able to tell you all that the Admiral's report has come through and that he's satisfied with us. No more, no less. Well, we sail for Greenock at 0600 April 15th. And we will be attached to the Clyde Escort Force.
Oh, damn, I wanted to be at Liverpool again.
The Clyde will do fine for me.
Anywhere will do me. I want to see the world.
I must say, there are worse places than Glasgow in the spring.
We may not see much of it.
And so, once more, they went to war. The war to which they went towards the middle of 1943 had reached a hard and hopeful moment. Since the new year, the escorts and convoys in the Atlantic had been neither winning nor losing. The moment of balance was at hand. Admiralty Report, March 1943. It now appears that the enemy have approximately 100 U-boats at sea at the same time, hunting in packs. This month, they've sunk 180 ships. Admiralty Report, May 1943. U-boat losses since February 1943 as follows. March, 15. April, 16. May, 45. There's evidence that the German High Command is already withdrawing some U-boats from the North Atlantic convoy routes.
Starboard 10.
Starboard 10, sir. 10 degrees starboard, wheel on, sir.
Very good. Midships.
Midships, sir. Wheel amidships, sir.
Very good. Steer 135.
Steer 135, sir. Course 135, sir.
Very good.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, number one. What's the time?
4:30. Did you sleep?
A little. Anything I haven't seen in the signals?
A routine signal about change of ciphers. Oh, and Petal came through on RT. One of the merchant ships was showing a stern light.
Why didn't you tell me?
It solved itself, sir.
Well, you know my orders, number one.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but
anything that happens at sea is to be reported to me straight away.
Yes, sir.
If anything goes wrong, it's my responsibility. And I expect you as First Lieutenant to set an example for the other officers.
Yes, sir.
It's getting to be a different kind of war, though.
In what way, sir?
Oh, it's so much less personal than it was at the beginning. There doesn't seem to be room for individual people anymore. At the beginning, there was time for all sorts of things. Treating people like human beings. Wondering if they were happy. That sort of thing. But now the war doesn't seem to be a matter of men anymore. It's just weapons and toughness. It used to be a family sort of job. That was especially true of a small ship like Compass Rose. It was friendly, human. But that's finished now. It finished with Compass Rose.
Port 10.
Port 10, sir. 10 degrees port wheel on, sir.
Very good. Midships.
Midships, sir. Wheel amidships, sir.
Very good. Steer 065.
Steer 065, sir. Course 065, sir.
Very good. You were saying, sir?
I don't mean that Compass Rose was a bad ship or that that was a bad way to fight the war at that stage. I just mean that it's out of date now. The war squeezed out everything except essentials. Now you can't make any allowances. You can't forgive a mistake. The price may be too high.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember that chap whose wife was paying him up and he went adrift? Well, 2 years ago, I could afford to let him off with a caution. Not now, by God. And I remember when we sank that U-boat. I had the German captain in my cabin and he was rude to me. Damned insolent, in fact. If that happened now, I'd shoot him and throw him overboard.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I know that isn't the sort of thing we're fighting for. But we've got to win before we can pick and choose about moral issues. Get this war over and I'll be as sweet as you like to anyone. Whether it's a German captain, a defaulting seaman, or even you, number one.
I'll remember that, sir.
I suppose you think this is all wrong, and that one should never allow oneself to be deteriorated by the war.
Well, yes, sir.
But you've become dedicated to it yourself, surely. 100% toughness. No room for mistakes. No room for mercy. No room for love or gentleness, either.
Yes, I suppose so. Difficult, isn't it? Difficult, isn't it? No room for mistakes, no room for mercy. Love or gentleness either. I wonder.
Did you say something, number one?
Sorry, sir. Just thinking out loud.
One of the convoys been hit. Action stations. Whose wing is it? Pergamus, sir. She's making a sweep to starboard. Shall we attack, sir? We'll wait.
Hercules got a signal hoisted. Large flag, sir.
Hercules are in contact, sir.
She's attacking.
Signal from Pergola, sir. Lost contact. Still think it a U-boat. It was where a U-boat ought to have been. Now there, I agree with them. Right, we'll make a wide sweep to starboard.
Starboard 30.
Starboard 30, sir.
If he intends to have another go at the convoy, the escorts will have to deal with him. On the other hand, if he's lurking on the bottom, it'll mean a bloody long wait for us. If he's already tried to run for it, Pergola should get him on her wide sweep. How long since they lost contact, number one?
6 hours, sir.
Good Lord.
Captain, sir. Contact, sir.
All right, I heard it. What a nice noise. Hold on to it. Make to Pergola. Return to me with all dispatch.
Aye, aye, sir.
Target moving slowly right. Bearing green 040, range 500 yards, sir.
Very good. Starboard 10.
Starboard 10, sir. 10 degrees starboard wheel on, sir.
Very good. Midships.
Midships, sir. Wheel of midships, sir.
Very good. I am attacking. Stand by depth charges.
Instantaneous echo, sir.
Very good. Fire one.
No contact, sir.
But damn it, we must have hit her. We fired 68 depth charges. Why doesn't something happen, number one?
Sir?
Smell anything?
Oil, sir. Do you think we've got her at last?
No sign of any wreckage. She could have discharged some oil just to fool us.
No contact, sir. But she could have been sunk, don't you think?
I wish to God you'd mind your own business and get on with your job. She must be down there. She must. Number one.
Yes, sir.
Sorry I said that. Forget it.
That's all right, sir.
I don't think she was sunk. I'm going back to that square search again. We'll keep at action stations.
Yes, sir. We're doing a box search again.
Normal sweep, sir.
And don't make that filthy noise. Oh,
sorry, sir. Hollow tooth, sir.
Yeah, get on with your work.
Bloody officers. Threats and abuse. That's all you get. The old man gives him a rocket and he passes it on to me. All on the end of the world.
Nothing, sir. Routine report. It's the end of another sweep.
What do you mean, another sweep?
Why, I thought you said,
oh,
sir...
Oh, God, number one, forget it. Take the ship. I'm going below for a few minutes.
Time you turned in, sir. You've been 12 hours on the bridge.
I know that, but I've got to stay there. Can you give me something to keep me awake?
But, sir, that's
now,
all.
Don't you start. There's a U-boat there. I know damn well there is, and I'm going to get it. And I want something to keep me awake while I'm doing it.
How long for?
Another night, maybe.
All right. We'll start with 24 hours. How old are you, sir?
48.
Benzedrine isn't a thing to play with, you know.
Because I wasn't intending to make a habit of it. This is a special occasion. Captain?
We've got contact, sir. Fine on the starboard bow, bearing 010, range 1,000 yards.
Very good. I'm coming up. We must have got her this time. We must. And by God, we have. Stop both engines. We'll collect some wreckage, and then we can go home.
Well, that looks like the Admiral on the quay, sir.
I wonder what brings him here.
It could be us, sir.
That's nice of him. Get the side party together, number one. This looks official.
Will you meet him, sir?
Yes. In fact, I'll go down now and clean up. Take over here, finish it off. Yes. You won't disgrace me taking her in, will you? And then I'd get some sleep if I were you, number one. You look as though you need it.
Aye, sir.
What the...
Julie! Oh, how good to see you.
Your steward was shocked, but he let me in. The Admiral came down to congratulate you, so I thought I'd come too. Oh, darling, I'm so glad you're back.
You seem different. What have you been doing?
Waiting for you. Watching the plot. What an awful convoy.
You're sweet. And I love you. What happens now?
Anything you say.
But I'm due for leave.
When?
In about 4 days.
Where will you go?
Anywhere.
Somewhere with me?
Yes. Somewhere with you. Oh. I love you, Julie.
That is now a very two-sided arrangement.
During the period of leave which followed, Commander George Eastwood Erickson, DSC RNR, was to receive the DSO from the King's own hand. Saltash then worked for some months of the new year, the fifth in the dreary succession of the war. And then for Saltash and her crew, there came a sudden and strange holiday. They were at St. John's, Newfoundland, when the news reached them.
Good Lord, we're going to New York to refit.
New York? What's wrong with the Clyde?
You can't have all the luck all the time, you know.
But I won't see Julie for ages.
War is hell, isn't it?
America? Never heard of the place. What do they know about repairing ships, anyway?
Now, just you take a rest, Commander, and we'll fix your ship up real pretty. Know what I'd do if I were you? I'd get the hell out and come back around 6 weeks from now.
Yes, it sure is nice to have you aboard, Commander.
Very nice of you to show me your ship, Captain.
Well, what are you steering?
200 degrees, sir.
Yes, sir, it is a fine day, and I'm really glad you could come along. Later on, when you've seen the ship, I suggest that we... What are you steering down there?
Jesus, Captain, I just told you.
They're not a bit like us, you know. No discipline.
Attention! Off guts! Signalman Blake, sir.
What's the charge, coxswain?
Did leave a piece of chewing gum adhered to the signal lamp, sir.
You must keep your equipment clean, Blake, whether we're likely to go to sea or not. Carry on.
Caution, sir. On guts. About turn. Double match.
Chewing gum, coxswain?
We've been here too long, sir. Well, they're not a bit like us. No manners.
You will have heard about Julie Hallam. Horribly sad, and the worst luck in the world. She would never have been in the picket boat if she hadn't been standing in for another girl.
I gather it wasn't anybody's fault. A bad squall blew up which no one could warn them about. Then a man rang to say he'd seen the picket boat's lights disappear. By that time, even if they had been able to swim at all, they couldn't have survived the cold for long enough to get ashore.
We got all the bodies in the end, 17 of them. I thought you would like some details, as you were a friend of hers. We miss her very much.
It was, cruelly, a good time to be dedicated. A good time to flog the body and the brain. For when Saltash did return, it was to a wonderful moment. The beginning of winning.
Signal from Rose Arbor, sir.
Glad to see you back. We were afraid you'd miss the last act.
May 1944 was not quite the last act, but it was near enough for the signal to make cheerful sense. The lights were brightening for the final scenes. There could not be many of them, and the play was now too far advanced for there to be any chance of a surprise ending.
Signal from Admiralty, sir. Remain on patrol, vicinity Rockall.
Why Rockall and why patrol? You know, number one, I think this is the end of it.
I hope the Germans don't try any tricks. It's a rotten time to get killed.
That hadn't struck me. But it'll be a rotten time for anyone who tries to kill us.
This is it, number one. Hostilities terminated.
Sir.
All U-boats ordered to surrender by German high command. Surrender signal, a large black flag. The two U-boats which are presumed to be in your immediate area should be escorted to Loch U.
Our immediate area? It's a libel.
Well, we'll wait for them to show up, shall we?
Two submarines inside, sir.
Keep her weaving, coxswain.
Aye, aye, sir.
They're both showing black flags, sir.
What should we say to them?
Herr Dr. Livingstone, I presume?
Captain?
Guns here, sir. How about a warning shot, sir?
I know your finger's itching, Guns, but I don't think there's anything to warn them about. All right, then. One round. Engage.
Yes, sir.
I want them to be properly on the way home.
They've got the idea.
It'll take about 2 days to reach Scotland, number one. I think we'd better steam in line abreast. I don't want those bastards pointing themselves at me, however subdued they're feeling.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, sir, but, well, isn't this a mistake?
What's that, Mid?
The signal to Admiralty. I have collected two U-boats, spelled E-W-E, sir.
We are taking them to Loch U. It's a joke.
Oh. It's a jolly good one, sir.
All right, Mid. I won't make any more.
Strong contact on Asdic, sir.
Action stations.
It feels like a U-boat, sir.
Well, drop a pattern, number one. They may not have heard the news. Stand by to drop.
No need, sir. She's surfacing.
She's being pretty sluggish about it. And where's the black flag? I suppose this is meant to show they haven't really been beaten. Let them serve them right.
They're coming out of the conning tower, sir.
Oh, so they are. Some are waving their fists at us. Still playing the fool.
Guns?
Now's your chance, Guns. Fire a shot over his conning tower as close as you like.
Yes, please, sir.
Well done, Guns.
I parted his hair for him.
Signal from the U-boat, sir. I will not fight you.
Mate, I don't mind if you do. Then, mate, take station with others and follow me.
Yes, sir.
So, their battle ended. And all over the Atlantic, the fighting died. A strangely tame finish after 5.5 years of bitter struggle. A sulky yield and the laconic order, follow me. But no anticlimax could obscure the triumph and pride inherent in this victory, with its huge cost. 30,000 seamen killed, 3,000 ships sent to the bottom of the ocean, and its huge toll of 780 U-boats sunk to even the balance.
Well, number one, it's over.
5 years it's taken. Getting on for six. I wonder how far we've steamed.
I added it up for Compass Rose. 98,000 miles. But I never did it for Salt Ash. It seemed to be unlucky.
I wish some of the others were here now to enjoy this moment. Morell, Ferriby, Tallow, Watts, Wells.
Who was Wells?
The yeoman in Compass Rose.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. This is the time you missed them. Wilson, Carslake, Wainwright, all the chaps in Sorrel, the Wrens on the Gibraltar convoy.
Julia Hallam.
Yes. Julia.
You didn't get any medals, number one. I did my best for you.
I can bear it.
All the same, you deserve something.
I can still bear it. Remember when we met in London and I said I wanted to stay with you in Salt Ash?
Yes. It made a lot of difference to me.
Same here.
And we only sank 3 U-boats. 3 in 5 years.
We worked hard enough for them. God knows.
Yes. I must say, number one, I'm tired. Damn tired.
In The Cruel Sea by Nicholas Montserrat. Adapted radio by Barry Campbell. Commander Erickson was played by Richard Pascoe, and Lieutenant Lockhart by Michael N. Harbour. In Compass Rose, Sub-Lieutenant Ferriby was played by Terry Malloy, Lieutenant Bennett, Graham Eaton, Sub-Lieutenant Morell, John Rowe, Chief Petty Officer Tallow, Ray Dunbobbin, Chief ERA Watts, Bob Doherty, Petty Officer Wells, Sean Arnold, Leading Seaman Tunbridge, Gareth Armstrong, Able Seaman Gregg, Peter Brooks, Able Seaman Wilson, Alan Devereux, Able Seaman Wainwright, Jonathan Owen, Able Seaman Davis, Ray Llewellyn, Petty Officer Phillips, Ralph Lawton, the Radar Operator, Alaric Cotter, the German Captain, Graham Padden, Mrs. Ferriby, Heather Barrett, Elaine Morell, Maggie McCarthy, Vice Admiral Murray Forbes, Noel Johnson, John Erickson, Adrian Bracken. In Salt Ash, Lieutenant Allingham, Alaric Cotter, Surgeon Lieutenant Scott Brown, Gareth Armstrong, Sub-Lieutenant Rakes, Alan Devereux, Sub-Lieutenant Vincent, Peter Brooks, Mr. Midshipman Holt, Jonathan Owen, the Coxswain, Terry Malloy, the Yeoman, Jack Holloway, Second Officer Julie Hallam, Emily Richard. The narrator was Martin Munkester. The play was directed in our Birmingham studios by Roger Pine, who wishes to express his thanks to the Royal Navy, and in particular to the captain and ship's company of HMS Brighton, and the captain of HMS Scylla.